Today on Rappler. The Philippines reminds diplomats to respect local laws after China threatened to release a purported phone call with a Filipino naval officer. Cebu City Mayor Mike Rama and seven city officials are placed under preventive suspension for 6 months. The Philippine economy grew at a faster pace in the first quarter of 2024, but the rate fell below expectations. The National Museum will be returning pulpit panels taken from the Heritage Church of Bolhoon in southern Cebu. Three Filipinas are named finalists in the 2024 Pulitzer Prizes, the most prestigious honor for journalists in the United States. The Department of Foreign Affairs reminds diplomats Thursday, May 9, they should, quote, strictly adhere to the 1961 Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, particularly on respecting the laws of their host governments. The reminder comes days after China threatened to release a purported recording of a phone call between a Chinese diplomat and Armed Forces Western Command Chief, Vice Admiral Alberto Carlos. China claims it agreed with Carlos on a new model of handling tensions in Ayungan Shoal in the West Philippine Sea, and that top Philippine officials, including Defense Secretary Gibo Chiodoro Jr. and National Security Advisor Eduardo Anyo, were aware and had approved of it. Chiodoro and Anyo strongly denied these claims. Under Philippine law, the recording of phone conversations without the consent of all parties involved is illegal. Amid China's claim, the DFA also advises the public against falling for false narratives. The Ombudsman places Cebu City Mayor Mike Rama and seven city officials under preventive suspension for 6 months over unpaid salaries and discrimination allegedly faced by four city employees. Ombudsman Samuel Martirez issued the suspension on Wednesday, May 8. Preventive suspensions are meant to prevent officials involved in investigations from influencing the outcome. The case stems from complaints filed before the Ombudsman's Visayas office in Cebu City on February 23. Accusations against Rama and the other officials include graft, corruption, and grave abuse of authority. In June 2023, Rama reappointed his accusers to new posts with menial tasks. They say the mayor's move was illegal and invalid. Rama told Rappler Wednesday evening he had yet to receive a copy of the complaints and of the ombudsman's resolution and declined to comment on the issue. The Philippine economy grew at a faster pace in the first quarter of 2024 compared to the previous quarter, but the rate fell below expectations. The Philippine Statistics Authority on Thursday, May 9, reports the country's gross domestic product grew by 5.7% from January to March this year. This is higher than the revised 5.5% GDP growth reported for the fourth quarter last year, but lower than the 6.4% growth in the first quarter of 2023. It's also below the 5.9% growth projected by economists and analysts polled by Business World. Economic Secretary Arsenio Balisacan says, quote, construction slowed down, no doubt affected by prolonged periods of extreme heat. Household spending also slowed due to elevated prices of major food items and the heat wave. Government spending also slowed down, which Balisacan attributed to a large amount of expenditure being moved to April. The National Museum will be returning pulpit panels taken from the Heritage Church of Bolhoon in southern Cebu in the late 1980s. Members of the National Museum Board of Trustees on Wednesday, May 8, approved a proposal to restore the artifacts to their original location and to immediately start discussing plans with the Archdiocese of Cebu. The four panels used to adorn the pulpit of the Archdiocesan Shrine of Patrocinio de Maria Santissima. Officials from Bolhoon and heritage agencies said there were a total of 6 panels. Besides the 4 currently at the National Museum, one is on display in the Bolhoon Parish Museum, and one remains missing. 5 of the panels were long believed to have been lost, until the 4 resurfaced as a donation to the National Museum by collectors Edwin and Eileen Bautista and put on exhibit on February 13, 2024. Three Filipinas are named finalists in the 2024 Pulitzer Prizes, the most prestigious honor for journalists in the United States. Photographer Hannah Reyes Morales is a finalist under the Feature Photography category, for her work in a New York Times story that documents a so-called youth quake occurring in Africa. Filipino-American Nicole Dunca and Davao visual artist Ren Galeno are finalists under the Illustrated Reporting and Commentary category for their work for the Washington Post. Their piece, Searching for Maura, reveals the story of Filipinos exhibited at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, where some of them died. So far, only two Filipinos have won a Pulitzer, Manny Mogato in 2018 and Carlos B. Romulo in 1942. Photographer Ezra Akayan was a Pulitzer finalist in 2021, while fellow photographer Romeo Gajad was a two-time finalist and three-time nominee before he died in 2021. And that's today's wrap. I'm Michelle Abad. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.